On today's Part of My Take, we've got the boys from Jersey Shore, Vinny and DJ Pauly D. They got a new show, Double Shot of Love. I paid attention. No, that was actually very funny. We actually taught them something. The guys that know it all, who have been, I think in Vinny's words, said that they've been just like hooking up with girls left and right for the last decade. We taught them what soaking is. So, Double Shot of Love. We also talked to them about the fact that their friend, the situation, is in jail with Billy McFarlane. It's going to be the greatest duo this world has ever seen. NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs. We have a new segment, or it's probably a topic, right? Fire Fest of the Week and FAQs.
I don't even know the difference between a segment and a topic at this point.
Yeah.
It's all choice. It blends together.
It's all one song. Before we get to all of that, it's the Cash App. And it's the Cash Card from the Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. For a reason, the Cash Card is the most powerful debit card in the world and the only debit card with Boosts, a money-saving feature you can't get anywhere else because the Cash App invented it. Just select a Boost in your Cash App, swipe the Cash Card, and save 10% or more at Whole Foods, Shake Shack, Chipotle, Taco Bell, Chick-fil-A, Domino's, and coffee shops. Want to go organic without paying for it? Save 10% on every bag of groceries with the Whole Foods Boost. It's not hard to spend $50 at Whole Foods, but it's easy to save $5 if you do. The coffee shop Boost takes a dollar off at any coffee shop, including Dunkin' and Starbucks. Buy 200 cups a year, save $200. It's that simple. Become a part of the greatest rewards program ever and get boosted. Download the Cash App from the App Store or Google Play and order the Cash Card today. You're not an award-winning listener unless you do, so go download it now. Okay, let's go. Welcome to Part of My Take, presented by the Cash App, our new presenting sponsor. Today is Friday, April 12th. Hello, friends. I'm getting there. When you masturbate, think about my tongue or your clit, and switching back and forth from my dick to my tongue.
I don't know, Jim. I don't know about that, Jim.
It's the Masters, baby. That's how I feel watching the Masters, because I know that people, true golf fans, are going to say that we're, you know, Johnny come lately with golf. That's fine. I fucking love the Masters. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I really don't care. I love the Masters. I love the song. I love the Tigers in there.
Tigers competing.
He's minus two, three?
Minus two.
To see how much we watch the Masters?
Yep. Brooks Koepka has made a little run on the back nine. I think he's in the lead right now as of the time we're recording this. I think he's minus six. Minus six is a fair score. The greens are drier than worst.
That's the problem. Was the wind? Did the wind die down? The wind. You always got to worry about the guys who tee off early and then late.
Extremely fortunate tee time.
So, Hank, I will give you one mulligan. That's golf speak for those who don't know. I will give you one mulligan. Why don't they have mulligans in the PGA Tour?
It'd be badass.
It would be so awesome. Because think about
John Daly would be the best golfer in the world if you had mulligans.
But if you got to the 18th hole and it's like, but he still got his mulligan, that would be sick. I will give you one mulligan to retract your statement from Wednesday that you don't love the Masters, the music, the pageantry,
the course,
Augusta, Amen Corner, the little bridge that goes over that little the thing.
The azalea bushes, which are in full bloom.
The wood chips.
The pine straw that's perfectly manicured, so there's not a single straw
love
on
it all.
The fairway.
The green and the yellow.
I like all those things.
Pimento cheese sandwiches.
They're very nice.
Yes, that are very cheap.
Yes, very cheap.
It's
yes.
a very nice
no
weekend.
No cell phones.
Love is something that. I take very seriously. I don't just throw the L word around. And for something that, you know, I might watch it on Saturday, I will watch it on Sunday, but I don't know that that's really enough for me to be like, I love this thing.
Yeah, you will watch it on Sunday.
I will definitely watch it on Sunday.
You know what I love about...
But if there's like a good playoff game on Saturday versus the Masters, I'm going to watch the playoff game.
You know what I love
Sunday I'll watch the Masters.
About the Masters on Sunday? it's not like a it's not a party atmosphere. Everybody watches the Masters by themselves, maybe with their dad, maybe with like a roommate or something like that. But it is not like it is the one day a year where you can take part in the biggest sporting event of that sport of the year and just sit there and chill. Fall asleep, take a nap.
Wake up.
It's the biggest Siebes day of the year.
Yeah, wake up, fall asleep. You're going to keep pushing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's the biggest Siebes day of the year.
Yeah, it's Siebes.
I'm in.
I'm not pushing it.
Well, Siebes.
It exists whether or not you like it or not. You can be Siebes as the only person not doing Siebes.
Not Siebes, yeah.
Is it a verb or a noun?
So it stands for CBF originally, which, well, it starts
so it
as
acronym. It's not even close
it starts, to Siebes. It starts as can't be fucked, then it was shortened to CBF, then it was short to CB, and now it's Siebes. That's the etymology of the phrase Siebes.
And then the next phase is just not saying it.
It's just... Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
It dies with a whisper, not a bang.
No, I'm excited for the Masters. If you're not excited for the Masters, I don't trust you as a sports fan, honestly. Like, I know there's always... it's whenever there is an event that is not one of the main four sports, everyone, there'll be the hardcore people who'll be like, how could you? You know, you're just showing up for this. You won't care about the Shell Open next week. You know what? I probably won't.
True.
I will watch a golf match in the middle of July or August if it's compelling on a Sunday afternoon. But for the most part, I'm a four majors guy. Mm-hmm. Maybe a sprinkle in a couple here. Players
Ryder
Championship.
Cup, too.
Ryder Cup for
big.
Sure. But the Masters is great. The Masters is also, I feel like, the official gateway to the official spring. You know what I mean? You get that taste of spring, March Madness, St. Patrick's Day. But once Masters starts, you're like, let's go. It is about to be spring into summer.
I agree. And you've got so many good storylines. You've got Tiger making a run.
You've got
Brooks dominating. You've got Phil Lefty just being Lefty. You've got Bubba Watson looking like a shell of himself. You've got Dustin Johnson wearing those pants that you can always see his dick in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing.
Phil had a $100 bill like just sticking out of his pocket when he was at the practice round.
He's like, come
that?
And take it, fuckers.
Yeah. He's just ready to gamble.
Yeah, you've got Sergio Garcia trying to battle those demons to see if he can win his first major.
Sergio Garcia.
I love Sergio. We were talking about this earlier, but we were trying to watch. We were live streaming the Masters. Our whole office was, and we don't really have great internet to begin with. But
terrible.
When everybody is trying to stream it at the same time, it just buffers. And seeing golf as people are buffering on the screen, it's very difficult to tell whether or not you're back watching it live because they just stand over their putts for a while.
There's 10 seconds. I watched 15 seconds of the screen crashing. But being like, oh, he's really taking his time here on this putt.
Yeah, and when it's Sergio, it's impossible to tell because he can stay over the ball. Sergio was born with like a birthmark of the buffering wheel that you get on like an
it's
Apple.
Always broken.
Always
yeah, the
broken.
Wheels is broken.
Like, Sergio is constantly buffering.
All right, so we have Masters. We have NBA playoffs starting on Saturday. We have the NHL playoffs started last night. Exciting games. That's another one where it's like if you don't get your blood going for any playoffs, but especially Stanley Cup playoffs where it's like I don't care if you – I mean, the Blackhawks aren't in it. I watched all the games last night because it's always exciting. And you got your Caps coming up.
Yeah.
So we don't know if they won or not.
We don't know. They're playing later on tonight. I'm assuming they're going to win. It's Caps Canes. Sounds like a Burlington Coat Factory, not a playoff series. I'm very confident. I'm thinking like – Caps in five.
Whoa.
Caps in five.
Confident.
That's what I'm going. Well, it's getting dangerous because of how confident I feel.
Yeah.
Last year, I was always saying, not worried. I'm not worried, even when we were down 2-0.
And you were very worried.
And I was very worried secretly. This year, not worried at all, but I actually mean it this time. I'm actually not worried. And
because
that scares me.
Because you don't care if they win or not.
It scares me. No, I very
because
much
Because you already
care.
Won one.
No, Eric won last year.
It.
That was my brother. That was
got
for
it.
Him. This one's for me.
Got it.
One of the funnier storylines, I think, in sports, period, is the fact that the Islanders are playing their first round at the Long Island Coliseum, which is like
Nassau
literally a barn.
Coliseum.
Whatever.
Well, don't disrespect the old barn.
Yeah, sorry. Well, Coliseum, the Collie. It's like 15,000 people. It's absolutely crazy. The
no
game last
luxury
night
suites.
Was insane. No luxury suites. It's like an old school, one of the last like old school stadiums, I feel
barn.
Like.
Barn. Yeah.
Barn. Just absolute mayhem. If they beat the Penguins... Their second and every round going forward is going to be at the Barclays Center.
They're playing a little home and home with themselves
Which,
as they advance.
The Barclays Center is not a great place to watch hockey.
Can I just say,
and, like,
though?
And doesn't embody Long Island whatsoever.
No,
it's going to be a totally different audience for that. I love hockey teams that wear the color combo of blue and orange.
Mm-hmm.
That pops. If it's the Oilers or if it's the Islanders,
yep.
That looks good on the ice in April.
Yes, it absolutely does. So we have the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll probably get our guy... our guys Ryan Whitney or Biz Nasty on in the next week or so. NBA playoffs.
Well, real quick,
yeah.
I want to jump back to the Caps Canes series just for 1 second.
Oh yeah,
The Canes, their hashtag, it's hashtag take warning.
Go Canes.
No, it's take warning. That's pretty badass, right?
That is pretty.
I kind of want to hijack it because I feel like it's more for our use than
take
it is
warning?
For theirs. Take warning. Yeah.
What is the background of that?
I have no idea.
Hurricane.
Take warning.
Take warning of the hurricanes.
Got it.
So it honestly, they squatted on a hashtag, hoping that we would come take it from. So guess what? It worked. We're taking it from.
Yeah.
It.
Take warning.
The other thing is, I've got a little bet going on with Will Brinson.
Okay.
On this. If the Caps win, then he has to shave Prisco's back.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And if the Canes win,
I have to shave his back.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's very the last stakes. We need to hear about that.
Very high stakes.
That's gross. Does Prisco know?
No.
Okay. Ugh.
Will doesn't technically know, but he did fave the tweet.
Wait, so actually the bet is you have to wrestle a hairy bear to the ground and then shave his back.
I'm pretty sure Prisco would be pretty docile because he doesn't get a lot of people that say, hey, Pete, can I shave your back?
I don't know. He feels like a guy who will fight to the death. And
okay.
And then you're like, no, dude, I just want to shave your back real quick.
We'll do it as a trick. We'll just say shave his shoulders and we'll just hug him. And when we hug him, just give him a little zzz.
Yeah.
On his shoulder.
Okay. So, Will Brinson did not agree to this.
He knows of the bet, and he liked the tweet.
He
acknowledged the bet. So, yeah.
Got it.
Running with it.
Okay. NBA playoffs. Hank, I want to start with you. Marcus Smart out.
I'm worried.
You
officially,
are?
Officially, yeah.
Panic button pressed?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's like you would say he's the heart and soul of the team.
Okay.
They're already kind of on a rocky road going into it. Like, the East is much more stacked than they have been in the past. And to mm-hmm. lose such an important player, like, the game or two games before the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
it's tough to not, you know, I can't lie. The panic button is pressed. If they make it past, like, the second round, I'll be surprised.
You're getting a very important cheerleader in LeBron, though, rooting on baby bro.
Mm-hmm. LeBron's too busy getting in front of all of Dwayne Wade's moments as he retires from the NBA.
You see that little smirk?
Yeah.
That was so funny.
And how about Melo trying to jack up a shot? God damn it, I wish he took that shot.
Also, trading, like, the jersey. We should just start trading jersey. I was going to say this last night. I forgot to. We should just start, like, you guys should just start trading shirts with guests when they come in.
That's not a bad idea.
Just take your shirts off and do jersey swaps.
Come down. Most of the guests are a lot richer than us, so mm-hmm. we can get some really expensive gear.
Sick but how grip. Are you going to – he jersey swap with Carmelo. Carmelo was just –
Did
sitting
he?
In the stands, yes.
So he just got, got his hoodie?
They did it after the game.
Which one?
Photo,
USA?
Photo, no. It was just Dwayne Wade. Like, it was a jersey swap with one jersey.
Whoa, so
Dwayne
didn't
get anything
have
back.
A jersey.
No.
He should have taken the hoodie off.
The headline on ESPN was Banana Boat Crew goes to Dwayne Wade's last game. I love that.
Yeah.
That's just it forever.
The whole squad was
that's
there.
That's the hardest crew in the world, the Banana Boat Crew.
Hank, did you see what Kyrie said? He apologized for his behavior this year.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see
he
that.
Took yeah, ownership he of it. He says there are things that we could have handled differently. I'm speaking about myself mostly.
It was the royal we.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good. I still think he's going to go off. I think they're going to have a good playoff run.
But oh, he'll go
without,
off.
Without Marcus Smart, it's like it's one of those things where every playoff team needs that guy that's like gets people going and
yeah.
gets the team going.
Mm-hmm.
And
gets in an unreasonable fight.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know,
he's
Tom
like
Wilson.
Tom Wilson.
Yeah.
He is the Tom Wilson if Marcus Smart was a little bit better offensively.
And maybe punch some people when they weren't looking.
No, Tom doesn't punch when they're out. He's clumsy.
All right, so the other NBA playoff series, anything we are excited for? I'm excited to see how Jay Butt meshes with the Sixers going to Brooklyn, which is going to be another hilarious crowd. That's going to be 50% Philly fans,
mm-hmm.
if not more.
I've never been to a Nets game that people were at that paid for tickets. Like, it's all just people
yes.
that got given free
yes.
tickets.
I've mm-hmm. only gone to Nets games for free. I also am excited for, this is going to sound very random, but two games that are going to be played in Orlando. I don't know. It's just kind of cool. It's like back to like the 90s.
Give them a little treat.
Yeah, they haven't been in the playoffs
basketball in a while.
Right.
They just lost their native son, Blake Bortles. Yeah. They're hurting. They need to heal.
The Amway Center, or
yeah.
whatever the fuck it's called.
The Great Pyramid.
Yeah, it's going to be great. They'll show Disney. It will be like 2 o'clock on a Sunday, and then the Raptors will be up 25-6 after the first quarter.
You know what's going to happen? Oh, there goes the part of my take
that's,
sign.
That's
a bad sign.
We shouldn't have talked about the
take warning.
The only time we've ever talked about the Magic, and something fell off the wall.
Take warning.
You know what's going to be fucking
that was
funny?
A take warning.
Yeah,
it was. When they show a picture of Epcot Center,
mm-hmm.
like a little bit of B-roll, I'm going to see it, and I'm going to be like, that's a golf ball, and I'm going to switch over to the Masters.
Yeah.
It's going to remind America, hey,
well,
you should be watching Augusta.
The Magic games won't be till
next week, but get excited.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. There's
nothing.
Start in Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
But get excited.
I'm going to flip it to the Golf Channel.
DVR the Masters, so when the Magic do play, you can flip over to the Masters.
I probably will do that.
That's good.
Another take warning people can get their takes, you know, they can get prepared for is the people that say the NHL playoffs are so much better because the first round is way better than the NBA first round.
Yes. Mm. The NBA first
round. It catches
round,
up, but.
The NBA needs to go back to five games. Yeah. Five games, and you have everyone excited because five games, not only does it not last 2 full weeks, but five games, you can have an upset that you don't see coming. Five games needs to be back. Like, they'll never do it because they want money and they want to, you know, have more games for more TV rights, all that shit. But I really miss the five games. All right.
The only downside to NHL playoffs and how they get started so early in the seven games is you have to. So they are awesome games, but they sometimes last until like 1:30, 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
If it goes to a couple of overtimes. That is tough. That's tough unless you're on the West Coast. That's the one time a year where being a West Coast sports fan is superior to being an East Coast sports fan.
Yes, agreed. The drunk hockey after the second overtime is always the best. Mm-hmm. When it's just guys just like falling all over themselves and hoping a puck goes in.
I actually think that watching playoff hockey is more of a sport than playing playoff hockey.
I'd agree.
Gets that heart rate going higher for sure.
Defibrillator. Out West, I think the Warriors are going to win the NBA title.
Okay, that is a fucking take.
Watch out, guys.
Take warning.
Watch out. I wish someone would beat him because it really, that's what really kind of dampens the, well, you think
I mean,
someone,
Houston
you
could.
Give me a look.
Houston has to play the.
Houston could. Giannis is a freak.
Oh, so now we're talking about finals.
Kyrie.
Okay. I'm hoping. I would love to see
Marcus Smart. If they make it to the third round, Marcus Smart will come back.
The Clippers are going to annoy them in the first round. They're not going to win. They might not even win a game, but the Clippers are like the all-hustle team.
That
shouldn't be in the playoffs.
If you take one game off Golden State in the first round, that qualifies as making some noise.
Yes.
You've officially made noise.
Yes. We also have – I actually am very excited for the Rockets versus the Jazz and also the Blazers versus the Thunder. The West is going to be fun in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some good matchups. And – it will be so perfect. Shout out to all of our fans in Denver. I know you're excited about the Nuggets. It's been an unbelievable season. But wouldn't it be so Spurs to beat the Nuggets as the seventh seed and just be like, yeah, oh yeah, they're the fucking Spurs.
Yep.
Of course they do this.
Pop's got a little magic left.
Of course they do this. Who do you guys have winning the NBA title? The Magic?
I think I'm going to go with the Warriors.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with the Warriors as well.
Although I guarantee you we get some serious fireworks if the Warriors lose in like the second or third round. And then KD just immediately says, I'm not coming back.
I'm out. And let's just set the table here. If the Warriors do lose, Steph's ankle injury was way worse than we thought.
Yep, absolutely.
Way worse. Like, barely could walk.
I just forgot about his ankle injury. That's going to be a factor.
Hey, I promise you, this is my promise to you, as soon as he has a bad shooting game, I will remind you of his ankle injury, because that is my duty as a journalist.
Can I pick the field?
Oh, what would you like to bet? Did you see someone tweeted that if Tiger wins, you should get a Tiger?
I did see that.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
I know. I thought it was a
be badass.
Unoriginal, not really funny tweet.
Okay, I guess you're not into fun.
Okay,
all right,
hey,
so what would you like?
You take the field and you win, then you have to shave Prisco's back for me.
Yeah.
You
have to hold Prisco down.
Yeah, you have to wrestle Prisco while I run a dry razor on his back.
And if I win, then you both have to shave Prisco's back together.
Prisco's back is just going to become the ultimate jackpot for this podcast.
Yeah, no, what should we make the stakes for real? You want to shave your beard?
I'm down to do whatever you guys. It's really what you guys like. You don't like to make bets. You just like to like, I'm going to make you do something.
That's true.
Whatever you guys are ready to risk. Like, I'll risk it for the biscuit.
Okay, you have to go. You have to go camping for 3 nights in a row in New York.
Bubba's like, what the fuck
is
going
on? Can I just set up a tent in my living room?
No, you have to go camping.
Okay, let's just say this. We will figure out the stakes on Sunday night. When we tape Sunday night's show, we will present the stakes for the PFT versus PFT and Big Cat versus Hank bet Warriors in the field. Okay?
All right.
You sure you don't want to get a cat?
No.
Okay, we've already been down that road. Yeah. I would love to go back down that
ship
road.
Is sailed.
I would love. Maybe, what about a slug farm?
I mean, now we're talking back and forth, so I'm more open too.
Yeah,
you have
that's
to risk
true.
Getting a cat, you know.
A ferret.
Maybe it's worth it. We'll talk on Sunday.
A gerbil.
Two gerbils.
Everything that you're saying, you're also putting up for yourself.
No.
Oh, yes, so a cat versus cat.
Right.
You call that scissoring.
You get a gerbil, we have to say sorry.
No.
Okay. We'll talk about it after.
We almost had him on that one.
That is so let's do our new segment. Oh, before we do that, I think we need to, as a podcast, do a better job of trying to get Rick Pitino a job. We have to do a better job of getting Rick Pitino a job.
Now, a little birdie told Leroy earlier today that Rick Pitino was spotted at a cafe in Cincinnati wearing a Cincinnati Bearcats polo shirt.
Really?
They sent me the picture as well.
Is this the same birdie that confirmed no, different he bird. Was going to Alabama?
It's a different birdie.
Oh.
Different birdie, Hank.
Is that tweet still up?
That tweet, I don't know. I forget what happened to that tweet. But
you saw the picture?
I saw the picture. It certainly looked a lot like Rick Pitino.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Let me see this picture.
Okay.
It's a bald guy with a... It's actually Huggy.
You can only see him from, like, the mouth down. And he's not coming, so inconclusive.
So it's going to be very hard to tell.
Inconclusive.
He does. He's not eating. But seriously, we need to get him a job. Is St. John's job been...
And this is definitely how Rick Pitino would sit. Very cross-legged. No socks in his leather shoes. Looks like Rick to me.
I mean, this is... this picture is just... No idea who this could be.
Could be Rick.
But we'll go with Rick.
Just admit the fact that it could be Rick Pitino.
It's funny, too, because the person sent you being like, just saw Rick Pitino, but I happened to not get a picture of his face.
Well, just so you know, this was sent to Leroy, not to me.
That's true. We need to do a better job of getting Rick Pitino a job. So I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what we can do. We have to brainstorm something. But we need to put it on our shoulders to get Rick Pitino a job. So let's just start throwing out rumors. He's going to be the next St. John's coach. Maybe Cincy. Tried Alabama. That didn't work. Where else is there a head coaching vacancy?
Wisconsin, reciprocity.
I'd fucking take him in a second. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. It's like them in Minnesota. Oh. You know?
What if he took Minnesota from his son?
That would
Shakespearean.
Be great.
That's what I'm saying. Like Wisconsin is basically taking Minnesota.
Right.
That's true.
It's basically the same job.
Yeah.
I think that would make my life so much better if Rick Pitino was the coach. I mean, we just win in the national title.
Yeah, anywhere in the
we'd
Big Ten would be great for you.
Yeah, it would be gone in like 2 seconds, but we would win it.
Something tells me Rick isn't a Madison kind of guy.
I don't know. He could throw back some drinks.
He would be in and out of that
have
place.
A good time.
Yeah.
You know, the Capitol is very phallic.
That's true.
He just
that's
takes
true.
One look at it.
Uh-huh.
It's a big chode.
Yeah.
Lit up every night.
He loves the look of melted cheese curds.
Yes, exactly. All right. Let's do it. So we have a new segment or topic, whatever the fuck we want to call it. We're going to do it every Friday till it runs its course, and we want people to get involved. If you want to tweet it or email us, we're going Firefest of the Week. So, PFT, why don't you start
your own personal Firefest of the Week. Yes. So everything that goes wrong now in America is called, this is the next Firefest.
Yes.
All right, so my personal Firefest of the Week is I can't say claws up anymore.
Mm.
So it was a hot saying for the 3 days or the 2 days that we had it.
Oh, it was hot. No. I did a GIF.
Did you?
The Garfield GIF.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was fucking, I felt really good about it.
Shitload of people were getting into it. I just said it off the top of my head, and people were like, yeah, let's do it. Claws up for the Caps in the playoffs because I'm on a diet, cutting down on the carbs. Record scratch, narrator voice. Turns out they sold a sponsorship to a company that's a direct competitor of White Claw. And by they, I mean...
Bleep out that name.
Barstool Sports.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Not allowed to say it anymore, which is a total bummer because it was going places.
Put your claws down, folks.
Claws down.
Put your claws back in their box.
Back
bring
in the
them
box.
Out later.
I'm just going hashtag blank.
Hashtag
instead
blank.
Of hashtag claws up. Big
bump. Got a nice ring to it.
Big Firefest.
Hashtag
nothing.
Blank.
Just no letters.
Hashtag take warning.
A hashtag take warning instead of hashtag claws up.
Yes.
We'll know what it means.
Confuse the hell out of the Carolina Hurricanes. Yeah. We could easily dominate the Carolina Hurricanes social media.
Yeah, just make sure that they're all very pro-capital statements, just so that they're like, what the hell is going on here?
We should do like take warning one or something, like add something on it so everyone knows that it's the real take warning, right?
Take warning.
Take capital the capital W.
I was just going to say that, but I think
that
is the same thing.
Fake warning.
Take warming. For hot takes?
Yes. Okay, take warming.
Yeah.
So that's the hashtag for the Capitals. Take warming.
Take warming, yep.
Okay. Not as good as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't put that box. I see what you're doing right now.
What about?
Put that box underneath your bed. The claws are gone.
What about claws down?
Nope. I don't think we do that either. All right, Hank, what do you got? Your personal Firefest?
Well, my personal Firefest is kind of this segment because I have a Firefest within this Fire Fest, but I can't talk about it, so that makes it my Fire Fest.
Okay.
That was very good podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll explain it Sunday.
We can explain it Sunday.
From talking about it.
Yes.
But,
that's your Fire Fest.
The Fire Fest segment is my Fire Fest.
Because you can't think of one.
Very meta.
No, because I can't publicly say what my Fire Fest is.
You have a really good one.
Yeah.
You have an awesome girlfriend, but she lives in Canada.
Yeah, pretty
that's
much.
Okay, got it. Situations, got it. Yeah. All right, my personal Fire Fest is I got a buddy, very good friend of mine, who is going to get a vasectomy for Masters weekend, and that's the official sign that I'm way too old. That's a real big Fire
Fest.
That
is a Fire Fest.
Yeah.
For you.
He's got three kids, so it's like, and he planned it for Masters weekend. So, fuck.
Well, I mean,
that's Fire Fest.
At least he's being proactive.
Yes, that's true. But it's a Fire Fest.
It is a
that's
big
so,
Fire
That's
fest.
One of those ones where you're just like, damn. Okay.
This is happening.
Really, this is, life has passed us by.
Does he know about pulling out?
Well, he's got three kids, so maybe not.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, probably not. It'll be interesting what happens with the text chain tomorrow after this segment airs. Okay, let's get to our interview. Before we get to Vinny and Paulie D, I want to talk to you guys about our friends Postmates. Listen, Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever you can think of delivery service all year round. We use Postmates whenever we want Shake Shack. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Postmates will bring you what you want within the hour. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the known universe with more than 25,000 partner merchants. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app right now and use code PMT. That's code PMT for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Get anything you need anytime you need it. Download Postmates and save with code PMT. Go check it out right now. That's $100 for free right now using code PMT on the Postmates app. We also are brought to you by our friends at Honey. You ever buy something online, only find out later you missed a discount? Well, don't overspend anymore thanks to Honey. Honey is a free browser add-on that finds the best deals online. The app magically auto-applies the best deal to your cart at checkout. Honey finds discounts and coupons across 37,000 sites, Amazon, Sephora, Best Buy, Nordstrom, and more. You got to do it. We've actually been using Honey recently, and we've been saving. I saved $50 on Amazon in the last 2 months, all using Honey. You can go and buy something, and it instantly applies. It's awesome. It's one of those things that, like, if you're not using it, you're just losing free money, because that's what Honey does. Honey has over 100,000 plus 5-star reviews on Google Chrome Store. Time Magazine calls Honey basically free money. Look, there's really no reason not to use Honey. It's free to use and easy to install on your computer in just 2 clicks. So shop with confidence. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/pardon. That's joinhoney.com/pardon. Honey, the smart shopping assistant that saves you time and money when you're shipping online. Okay, here they are, Vinny and Paulie D. Okay, we now welcome on two guests. It is DJ Paulie D and Vinny. From the Jersey Shore, they have a new show out, Double Shot of Love. You guys actually going to find love?
We can't tell you.
Gotta watch.
What do you mean?
We're in lockdown right now.
So
after the show.
Like Bachelor style.
We filmed it already.
Okay, let me ask a different way. Mm-hmm. When you went into the show, were you like, I'm about to find love?
We were open to it. I mean, you know, we did the whole random smashing on Jersey Shore for 10 years, so we were definitely open to something different for this.
Yeah. Meaning less random 20 girls in one house smashing.
Yeah, it's not as great as it seems.
I know.
Try dating one woman, let alone 20 at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So
it's not that glamorous.
How would you compare this show to The Bachelor?
It's like a ratchet, informal version of The Bachelor.
I'm a big ratchet guy.
Yeah.
So what do you guys give to him instead of roses to move on to the next round?
Oh, you know, cab ceremony.
cab ceremony.
Now,
that's when I leave.
Do you have to change that because Uber's more popular than cabs now? Do you have to say Uber's here?
Doesn't sound the same. I tried it. Doesn't sound right.
Give it to us.
Yeah, it's like Cavs here. Uber's here. Doesn't sound right. Uber's here.
Yeah, Cavs here is better.
And that's just trademarked, too. You can't say it on TV.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll bleep that out.
I mean, we could say it now.
Maybe you get a little something in the back pocket.
Let me just say, the way you guys are just, you're so swaggy coming here. The way you're rocking the headphones right off the bat.
No doubt.
That's to protect the coif, right?
You already know.
Yeah, and then the chains around the neck. I think those are bigger chains than Cordarrelle Patterson had on.
Yeah.
I think that's a new record for part of my team.
How much is the total for those chains?
I lost count. I'm bad at math.
That's a couple houses. Big ass chain. Why don't you wear chains? Bigger chains.
I have a chain.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a little baby chain versus Paulie's chain.
I would be walking with a hunchback if I wore those. I'm like 155.
So what happens when you guys are best friends?
Mm-hmm.
What happens on the show when you both have your eye on one girl?
We physically fight.
Tag team.
Physically fight?
Okay.
Who wins that
fight? Other?
Wait, are we talking about a fight or?
Yeah.
That happens like because we're all. Anyone's up for grabs. Like, we can date any of the girls and they can date both of us. But we're so close, like, we never have tension with each other.
The tension's with the girls. They fight. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys ever think about being Mormons and you can just marry all the girls at once?
Thought about it.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
Do some soaking. You ever heard of, you know what soaking is?
They can't like drink, though.
R. Kelly shit? What is
no,
that?
No, that's not. No, it's no, soaking is when. Mormons, they put the penis in the vagina and they just rest.
So it's
no
called
friction.
What?
Yeah,
soaking.
Yeah. You just not really lay there. Sex. You just lay your dick in there.
Oh,
you have to do it through a hole in the sheet.
I've
so
done
you take,
that.
He plays
your
that
wife
game
beater
with
off
just
and
the
then,
tip.
Yeah, you soak.
Yeah, there you
right?
go.
Yeah, I soak. You know, yeah, I'm tired. I'm like, let's just hang out.
Yeah,
you know?
Let's just soak.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like getting my heart rate up.
Hey, what does your mom think about this show?
About
soaking?
Well, ask her that next time he's here, because your mom obviously is, Jersey Shore.
We're Italian boys, and, no one can ever be good enough for our mom.
Right.
So I think she just takes everyone like a joke.
Well, it's fair that no one can be good enough, because if you find love, they're moving into your mom's house, right? Isn't that how they
No.
Still lives with his mother.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's like a roommate. She just doesn't
exactly.
want a new roommate.
Yeah, she'll always be in my house. Well, what happened was I bought a house, because we made a lot of money on reality shows. So
bought the house next door.
So I bought the house, and I got my mom the mother-in-law suite downstairs.
Nice.
So that's how I lived with her. But then I graduated and I bought her own house. So now I have my own and she has her
Are
own.
Are they next to each other?
No, they're like 15 minutes apart.
That's
not too
far away.
Not
for
too
her.
Far, yeah.
Was she upset about that?
She still does the laundry.
Okay, nice. Good.
I drop the laundry off and then she brings it back.
Vinny don't live with his mama no more.
That's huge.
He yells
man.
That shit to my neighbors.
All right, that's huge.
So you guys are living in a house with 20 women?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the premise of the show is?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, do you have to use pickup lines on them? Because you guys had some pretty good ones on the Jersey Shore. Did you have to use pickup lines on the women or did they come to you with like the real aggressive stuff?
Well, the crazy part is that they didn't know what celebrities they were dating.
Oh, that's quite a surprise.
Exactly. Mm. So I was like, yo, are they going to know who the fuck I am?
Who they think?
They
thought it was
like,
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Oh. You guys are an
Zac Efron.
That's a downgrade.
That's a downgrade.
Yeah. Zac Efron definitely a little bit higher there. Yeah. What level of celebrity you guys think you are now?
People
ask us and we're like D minus.
You're D?
D minus, I'd say. Yeah.
D minus.
Okay. I would say I'm a C.
C? That's not bad.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's
what about you,
disrespectful.
Yeah. Is he a little higher with the
DJ
stuff?
He's a little higher. Yeah, he's like
B?
B plus.
Yeah. Oh, I live with that.
That's good.
Okay. A is
that's
like Brad Pitt.
A is like you're not doing an interview with us.
Right.
Right. Paulie's like next in line for Jennifer Aniston then.
Hey. Yeah, right.
You're right there, man. That's actually huge. All
that's
right,
huge.
So Jersey Shore, you guys are still filming that as well, right?
Yes.
The reunion?
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading about it. Basically, everyone is like doing, like, Ronnie's in rehab. I read that one sentence, like, Ronnie's in rehab.
Mike's in prison. Jenny's divorced.
This
Snooki's
is like a
pregnant.
Bad country song.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy?
What the fuck?
And you can't write this shit. Like, there's no script to that. People
right.
fake that content. This is our real life.
Do you think any of that, like, you know, obviously, some of those things haven't gone well for those guys. You think it has to do with, the celebrity and being on a reality show?
Do with that path in life, yeah, I guess.
You know, and, you know, people had, like, Mike had a substance issue.
Yep.
And, you know, having money and unlimited funds, and you can get that anywhere you want, probably, added to that.
So how did you guys turn out so well?
say no to drugs.
Yeah. And your mom, living with your mom probably time. Helps.
Yeah. Mom keeps me alive.
I stayed away from the drugs.
Say no to the wrong drugs. That's what I always say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's actually a good point. Mm-hmm. So that's getting filmed right now, the reunion?
Yeah, again? We're still filming that right now.
We filmed, like, we have a lot of episodes already saved, like Mike's wedding and him going to court, mm-hmm. and then we're doing more now.
You guys still keep in touch with him?
Yeah, there's an app that we use to talk to him.
Like every day.
In prison.
In prison?
Yeah.
What, I guess FaceTime? White collar prison, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's in there with the Fyre Festival.
Is he playing? Yeah, that's right. So he's with Billy McFarland.
Wait, for real?
Are they cooking up some good schemes or what?
I don't know.
I bet you when they come out, look out.
Mike's going to come out and be like, I know this guy now.
Well, he's also
say no.
He's also in there with the guy that hacked Jennifer
Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence's phone to get her nudes out. So maybe he can learn how to hack phones.
Yeah, spooky ghost. Yeah. Holy shit.
That's wow. So this guy could be learning some stuff in there.
Damn, that's like a big-time white-collar prison.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Is Shkreli in there?
Yeah. Does he run shit on the inside? What's that like? Where does he fall as far as he's told you?
I'm hearing he's getting all the cookies.
Yeah.
They all like him, all love. Yeah.
He better not come out fat, because that's like when you come out of prison fat, it's like, what happened there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said he works out like 3 times a day.
All right, that's good. When does he get out?
September, unless he gets early, release.
Okay.
But
all right. Yeah, we're hoping he gets out earlier.
I hope he gets out for the summertime.
Yeah, that was
he's going to need that shore, huh?
Yeah.
Do you guys still go down to the Jersey Shore in the summer?
When we film, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I have, I'm getting a little older now, so.
I'm sure you get mobbed down there, right?
Yeah, like those places, like the DJs and the Jenkinsons, they're hard to go to.
Right.
They're a shit show. But there's, kind of chill places there.
I DJ in Atlantic City. It's the closest I get to the show.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was going to ask, at what age do you feel like you have to tone it down at the Shore? Because, like, up through your 30, until you're 30 years old, I think it's all fair game.
Mm-hmm.
And then people kind of start to taper off the party scene there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was an idiot. Like, I went there all those years and I never saw the beach or the sun or anything. I just went there to get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So now
you go there for the sun.
Now I go there and I'm like, oh shit, like it feels good to just get away and go to the beach
and enjoy the show.
Yeah, enjoy the outdoors and stuff.
Do you guys think that Tommy Cheeseballs was like the grandfather of your show? You remember him? He's an all-time reality show. True Life, MTV, Tommy Cheeseballs was like the
Seaside
first.
He put Seaside on the map.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Seaside exists till that guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know what a cheese ball was.
Yes.
And then I'm like, when I saw that, I was like, wow, this is what the guy was eating.
And he was trying to find like a wife on the Jersey
Shore.
Trying
to find love.
Yeah. And we were like, come on, man.
It didn't work out for Ronnie, so.
No. Do you guys still talk to Sammy?
Yeah, I mean, every now and then she'd text you.
Like regularly.
That didn't sound like you really talked to her.
Well, because, I don't really talk to her, but we're friends, all love.
Does Ronnie still talk about her a lot? It's kind of weird what he does.
That was like 10 years ago.
We try to get him to, but.
Yeah, and then it gets really awkward, and then he starts putting his fist through things.
Yeah. He has, a kid and another girl that he's dealing with.
Yeah, he's so calmed down a little. Okay.
No, hasn't calmed down.
Looking back on it, is there anything that you guys wish you had done differently while on the television show?
What I would have done differently. Maybe would have invested in some of the clubs out there, because they would let you on the show.
I know.
Yeah, that's a good call.
They should have given you a taste.
Yeah, exactly.
They were bringing people in at that point, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now the Seaside won't have the show back.
They closed down those clubs.
Really?
We literally brought that place to life. Like, the economy, every business was booming, and now they're like, we want to go in a different direction, so they give us a problem about filming.
That's like very counterintuitive to everything they should be.
Blows my mind too.
Same thing, like when the governor was and politicians from New Jersey were like talking shit about Jersey Shore. I'm like, do you guys not like money in your state?
Yeah. People go there
people
for vacation.
People from Australia were flying to Seaside.
Right. Canada, people were just going there because of the show.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anything necessarily wrong with what you guys were doing. Like, it's basically what you do when you're in your early 20s.
Not 100%. Even. We're saints compared to what people do in their shore houses.
Right. You just happen to have a camera around you all the time.
Yeah, which makes it actually us well-behaved.
Right.
The camera on us. What's the worst we're doing? Hooking up?
Did that ever fuck with you? We kind of have that here where there's a camera on us all the time. Did it ever fuck with you when you were just like, man, I just want to get away from this camera because it's following me everywhere.
It fucks with me when I'm not filming, so I'm like, where the hell is the camera? It messes me up because I'm used to in front of my face or a mic. I feel like there's a mic on me.
Right.
We've been doing it for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
you get used to
it. So we don't know if you're fucked up because you're still living it. Like, you're gonna when you're 50, you're like, damn.
It's like PTSD.
Start yelling at random people.
He's
right.
Yeah.
We have real PTSD after filming.
Yelling at shadows and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Your hair is even better in person.
Oh,
I just want to say, that is sick. When you turn 50, are you still going to have the same coif, or is it going to be time at some point to dial it back?
No, I'm going to keep it. Even when it turns gray, it'll be a gray blowout.
That would actually be sick. How long does it take to get that ready?
About 20 minutes.
Okay, that's not that bad.
Yeah, that's
Mary, fuck, kill, Jim, tan laundry.
I would marry the gym.
Okay.
Because I need that forever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would kill tan because I could take it or leave it.
Yeah.
And I'd fuck laundry.
Okay.
See.
Okay. I used to do that in high school.
I was
my hamper was a disaster.
I would kill laundry, fuck tan, and marry the gym.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so you'd be stinky, but you'd at least have a nice tan. You'd have
absolutely.
Your glow going.
And I'll be jacked.
Are you still on your diet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was wild when you were eating the cheese
of
off the pizza.
Yeah, it's a
that
way of
life.
That was
annoying.
Yeah, I know. I was annoyed.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to do it, though.
I just took a couple bites for a pizza review. But
you did?
Yeah.
Did you spit it out after?
No, but I threw out the entire slice because I'm a foodie. I love pizza, but I can only do it once in a while.
So do you have a cheat day?
Yeah, like a couple times a month.
It's a movie, though.
I'm doing Chippendales.
It's a movie.
That, like,
you got to film it.
Show
it's,
in Vegas.
It's cookies. It's ice cream.
Yeah.
It's pizza. It's
oh,
next
I go
level.
In. Yeah.
He hates himself after it.
Yeah.
I'm doing course. Chippendales, though, so I have to take my shirt off.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean you're doing Chippendales?
I'm like hosting it for a month. Like I'm resident, the guest host.
So you're going to be a stripper for a month?
Yeah, he was practicing his helicopter on the way over here. Sick.
Yeah. Basically.
So you're going to be a stripper for a month.
I'm not going to strip.
What does your mom think about
I'm
that?
I'm the host. Oh,
she's
you're
just
going
to escort, not strip.
Yeah,
she's going to
escort.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's
actually
you'll be in the champagne room?
I'm not
going
to let her see.
Yeah.
That's not a bad place to be because you got all the girls coming in off the strip to watch the show.
Bro, it's the best place to be.
It's the best place
there
for
once.
A single person, a
it's
guy to go.
It's nothing but single women there.
That are there to get like have a good time.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, have a really good time. Yes.
That's why I'm going to go see it. I'm going to go to a show.
Yes. And just
catch the fallout.
Yeah.
I want to jump back to the gym, tan, laundry thing real quick. Now, is that always an order of gym, then tan, then laundry?
No.
Is that, okay, good. That never made sense to me.
The order's never, it's never in the same order. I find that we never do it in the right order, right?
Because
we'll like drop off laundry first, go to the gym, tan on the way back, or vice versa. With the tan and the gym always flip-flops.
Okay.
And some places it's harder to do. Like when we're in Jersey, it's such a small town. Everything's like on one block.
Right.
Then we started doing it in like Italy, and Miami, and now you're driving like a half hour from the gym to the laundry. To
and
the
Italy
tanning.
Had no tanning beds. There was one half a tanning bed at a nail salon. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is insane.
Did you guys get any backlash for going to Italy?
Oh my God, so much.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What? Who was the most mad?
People.
Well, people in Italy weren't mad.
Right.
It's always the people,
here. Like, yeah.
Like the Italian Americans. You know,
they always gave a shit. But
meanwhile,
I loved it.
Like not everyone on the show is even Italian.
Right. Right.
And they're like, you guys are not even from Jersey. We know. We only rented a show house in Jersey.
People go to vacation there.
They don't understand the premise of reality television.
Yeah. What was that audition process like to get on the show?
I didn't audition. They found me on MySpace.
They're like, you got the job.
That's a throwback.
Yeah.
They saw your hair. They're like, okay, we got one guy.
They left me a message saying that they liked my look, and I didn't know why, because I was like this in a tank top with the Italian flag in the background, so I was tan, muscles, and then the hair, and the Italian flag.
And there was that, like, right back around then was 2009, 2008, there was that famous, like, Guido picture that was going viral on the
internet.
Yeah,
and I was that guy.
Remember? They all looked like you.
That was me, yeah. That was me. That was my family.
Yeah, exactly. That was your family reunion.
That was me.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that kept it alive.
Yeah, what about you?
I did some like crazy audition in a like an interview in like a shitty hotel in Seaside, New Jersey. And like it looked like some weird Craigslist thing. You know, the only reason why I thought it was somewhat legit, I recognized the girl interviewing me from another reality show, from actually Tila Tequila.
Oh, another classic.
I'm like, yeah,
that
exactly.
That was your original shot of
shot
love.
Of love,
yes.
Yeah. Right. So I'm like, oh, I know you. I'm like,
full
all right, this kind of seems legit, but I still thought I was getting murdered. I took a couple shots, and then I just like did my thing, and then they called me like a year later and said, can you film the show? And I don't know.
And here then the rest is history.
Yeah, here I
am. We didn't know what we were filming. It had no name.
You don't
nothing.
Know until you like get into the house.
Right.
They don't tell you anything.
Even after we filmed it, it had no name, nothing.
Yeah,
I come
well,
back to my regular
we
life,
do?
Went back to DJing in Rhode Island, like nothing ever happened. Mm-hmm. Months later, we started seeing commercials for the show.
I like took my LSAT.
Like, what is
wait,
this?
So you guys, you film it, you go back to your regular life. At what point were you like, holy shit, this is way bigger than we ever thought it would be? Because it blew up.
Yeah, when it aired, I didn't know that many people were watching it till I went out and pumped gas in my car, and I was getting people coming up to me. They're like, yo, that's crazy on that show. Like, the fuck?
Also, within like two episodes, everyone's like flying to L.A., going to like award shows, going on like Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman back then. Like that normally doesn't happen for a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, oh, shit, this is different.
Now,
after you guys tape it, you just think that, or in the process, you just think it's like another season of The Real World or something like
that's
that.
That's exactly
not
what
even. Right. I thought it was like a 1 hour special, like
those
where
Tommy Cheeseballs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it was like a local celebrity get some chicks,
bunch of chooches on the show.
Yeah. Well, so, is there anything you look back on? And you're like, man, that fad is no longer like cool anymore, like fist pumping or anything like that.
Yeah, Paulie's hair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I actually like it because he's keeping it so that eventually
he was
we'll come
the he
it.
Was the only one back then that's still yes. that's still right.
Yes. But it's a it thing. Was already out of date.
In
yeah.
2009.
Yeah. If you're going to be on a reality show, you have to have a thing.
No
that,
doubt.
That makes
yeah.
you stand
no,
out a
little everything.
Bit.
Fist right. pumping, mm-hmm. you know, the we used to wear these graphic tees that yep. like yep. literally like had
tees.
Weight to them.
No, those are sweet.
I still wear them.
Yeah, those are sweet. I still fist pump. That's like that's my only dance move.
I can't say this conversation next to him because he's exactly the same.
Yeah, but I love it. Yeah, it's like you just keep doing
keeping
eventually
it
he's going to come back into style.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're going to be the guy.
Exactly.
You guys, are, wait, so you're from Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you from?
Staten Island.
Staten Island. Yeah. Okay, so did you grow up a Jets or a Giants fan?
I grew up a Giants fan. Actually, okay. yeah, a Giants fan.
How many more years do you think they should keep Eli around? Probably like four or five, six.
Yeah, I guess.
Quarterback
I
mean, for life?
They're going to anyway, even though, you know, I don't think getting rid of Odell was
yeah.
was good.
Probably that sucked.
Yeah, but yeah. yeah.
And you are tight
Patriots.
With the Gronks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Gronk, and I'm really sad about the whole.
You think he's going to keep playing?
I do.
Yeah. How many games is he going to wait till he comes back?
I know. I don't
then
know how many
to inside
games,
scoop over
but
here.
You
I
and
think
Gronk
if Brady,
are probably best friends.
If Brady calls him, I mean, how could you say no to Brady? In yeah. my opinion,
does Gronk come out to your DJ shows?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's like you two.
Yeah,
are
he's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, two peas
he
in a pod.
Tell him what he was doing.
Animal. In Vegas, he was spiking pineapples on my stage. He just finds stuff to spike. If it's something that's football shaped, he'll spike it. Don't matter what it is.
Oh, that's Animal. So perfect. That's so perfect. All right. Well, this has been awesome. So, Double Shot of Love. When is the premiere?
Tomorrow, April 11th. Thursday,
April 11th.
Yeah. 8 p.m.
Okay. So, hopefully, you guys found love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Why are you looking at me like that?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Why are you looking at me like that? I feel like you found a. You have a girlfriend?
I feel like you're looking. You're looking for the answer.
Well.
You have to find.
You got
to
watch. Yeah.
I think you guys just
right,
found
think,
out that you
I,
love women. That's
I think
it.
Vinny
like,
found
yeah,
love.
We like sex.
Paulie, you're still single.
Hey, wow, geez, guess you got to watch.
So, mm-hmm. what have you been doing with your girlfriend since? Like, have you just been hiding her? What have you been doing?
I don't know. I don't know if she exists.
Okay. Mm. Have you guys? Last question. The Bachelor. The last season of The Bachelor. That guy pretended he was a virgin.
Pretended.
Did he?
I mean, was that true?
I heard that. Very woke on that.
Did you guys ever think about telling a girl you're a virgin? You think that would be hot for a girl?
It doesn't fly for us because they watch us have sex on TV.
You know what? Next time, you just gotta soak. Bring soaking back.
Yeah.
Soak on TV. That way, no one can judge you.
Yeah, no, baby.
Like, he sucks at sex. No, dude, I was soaking.
There was no friction whatsoever. It wasn't sex.
You know, people
are
like, I'm a hugger. I'm a soaker.
Yeah, you're a soaker.
Yeah,
I think you're going to soak.
I soak.
Yeah, I think Paulie's going to soak. At
I
some
already
point.
Soak. I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, you've been soaking by accident.
This guy's been soaking.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
That interview was brought to you guys by Kite. Are you tired of your vape always dying or losing your extra pods? Well, you need Kite. It's a new portable vape charger and pod case that's compatible with Juul. Whether you're getting ready for an all-day tailgate or an all-night party, Kite will make sure that you're always charged up. Kite gives your vape up to 3 full charges and holds 3 additional pods. For a limited time, you can get your Kite for 50% off at kitecharger.com. There's no code required. Just visit kitecharger.com. Get your Kite for 50% off. Kite products are not associated with nor sponsored by Juul Labs Incorporated.
Okay, let's get to some segments. First up, we got a woe. PFT, you got a woe for us?
Yeah, big time woe. This comes... Nope. I guess I don't.
Breaking moves. Breaking moves.
The Grizzlies have dismissed their coach and reassign their GM. It's kind of a list, this league breaking moves. Mm.
David Fizdale, so long.
Not really, but
take that for data.
Mm. No, we know him. Yeah,
Mike Conley is very pissed off.
Everybody
he's,
likes
he's,
him.
He's already subtweeting about it. So it looks like they're rebuilding, which kind of reminds me when I was in a rebuilding phase of my life. I was going to the gym. I was drinking energy drinks and stuff, but it wasn't getting me the results I wanted until I started drinking low fat chocolate milk. It's backed by science, it's trusted by athletes, it's backed by real science, and more than 20 studies now support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk for post-exercise recovery. Just pick some up today at your local store and check out builtwithchocolatemilk.com for the real science.
The Grizzlies are always going to be rebuilding. That's kind of what they're up to. I feel like the ceiling on the Grizz is giving a team a tough series in the second round.
Yeah.
And fun to watch. They're fun to watch sometimes.
I miss grit and grind.
Yeah, me too.
Joe Canoa was fun to have back. The Grizzlies should just be that team that's like reinvigorates guys' careers.
Yeah,
like,
Zach Randolph.
Yeah, Joe Canoa was ass out of the NBA. Boom. Grizzlies, let's do it.
Yeah.
Jimmer Fredette. Boom. Just have that be their whole like thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, this guy you forgot about, bring him on the Grizzlies.
Aton Thomas. Just dudes that play great defense and are terrible on offense.
Yeah, just do it. All right, you got a woe?
So, yeah, I do have a woe. This comes from Jeff is Tall on Twitter. Noted Twitter user Jeff is Tall.
Yep.
If you tried to sex a black hole, your penis would be the longest it's ever been, followed immediately by being the smallest it's ever been.
It's like jumping in cold water.
Whoa. I was going to say just like,
off.
Just like normal sex.
Yeah. Wait, so how does that work?
It's just like normal sex. Your penis gets very long and then very small.
But what is the actual like black hole?
So black holes are in the news this week because NASA took a snapshot of one. And what they do is they suck things, right? So they suck the light from stars. And then once the light from the star gets close to the black hole and inside the black hole, it gets compacted and disappears.
Okay. So it's gone.
So it's gone. So your dick would be gone, actually.
Gone forever.
I don't know if being gone counts as small. Gone just counts as...
It's the absence.
It's done.
Yeah,
it's the absence. Yeah. Gone is the absence of penis.
Right. So there's nothing. You can't actually comment on the size.
That's true. All right, so, okay.
That's actually... You're wrong.
Myth,
Jeff is tall.
Myth debunked.
Jeff is tall. You're probably not even tall. All right, we have a... Well, that makes sense. What was this one for?
This is from Jack Dorsey. He is the CEO of Twitter. He's been in the news a lot recently, and he has some very, very strange eating habits.
Okay.
So he says, I'll go from Friday till Sunday. I won't have dinner on Friday. I won't have dinner or any meal on Saturday, and the first time I'll eat will be Sunday evening. I've done that where I do an extended fast where I'm just drinking water. The first time I did it, on day three, I felt like I was hallucinating. It was a weird state to be in.
This is the point of no return with like rich people just doing random shit. Like, hey, you know what would be fun? To be starving to death for 3 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's the thing about being rich. I think you get so uncomfortable being comfortable.
Right.
If you're comfortable all the time, eventually you get uncomfortable, and then you have to make yourself uncomfortable to be comfortable again.
Right.
So he has to be in pain to be like, okay, I know how normal people feel.
This is also the new drug. The new drug is to just deprive your body of what it needs to survive and then be like, but I hallucinated.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't sleep for 3 weeks. It was wild. I started hallucinating.
Right. If you go on a run for 20 miles, you'll get a wicked runner's high.
Oh, man.
Okay,
it's
I got to
crazy.
Start doing that. I got to start moving my body.
Yeah. I'm gonna submerge myself in freezing cold water for an hour. And guess what? My heart stopped. It was like the greatest cocaine I've ever had. What?
I'm going to suspend myself for 6 hours by putting fish hooks through my nipples and an intricate series of pulleys to raise me off the ground.
You're fucking rich, dude. Just do designer drugs that none of us can do.
Or if you want to feel like you're poor, just give some of your money away.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's a rush.
Give all your money away.
You know what I've heard is the ultimate rush? Giving a shitload of money to podcasters.
That is. It gets you just...
It gets you fucking high.
You get
high
so high.
Shit.
It's like Molly.
Yeah. Well, Molly's... You guys know
yeah,
about
Molly's,
Molly.
Molly's like Molly.
Molly's like Molly.
Molly is like yeah. Molly. All right. Next up, I do a quick seeing red, but I don't even... I actually think the Bulls have beaten it out of me. Jim Boylan's going to get a 3-year contract, and John Paxson got in front of the media and basically was like, I think we're still a destination for free agents, which makes no sense because the Bulls have never been a destination for free agents, and they just hired a glorified gym teacher to be the coach for the next 3 years because they don't like change, and they're lazy, and they want a guy who will just do whatever they say.
It's sad to see you reach this point. But
no,
I mean,
I'm actually mad
now.
They
did it to us.
I'm getting mad.
They did it to us. It's their fault. You have Jim Boylan. How can you get mad about Jim Boylan for 3 years? It's just like it should be dejection.
I think
your initial reaction is just like, whatever.
Well, what they're doing is they essentially are like, we just don't really want to hire someone new because then the new person is going to come in and be like, hey, everything you guys do is fucked up and stupid. So they're like, let's just keep this guy because at least he won't call us dumb.
This is exactly how the Redskins franchise operates.
It's brutal.
It is just a series of dejections.
Zion, Maybe Zion.
Yeah, that's your hope.
Yeah, Zion or Ja Morant. That's going to be the biggest night of the Bulls in probably since Derrick Rose left is like, that's going to be it. The night the ping pong balls go.
Speaking of Derrick Rose, why is the name of his movie Pooh?
Because that's his nickname.
You guys need like a real good...
It's a tough name for a movie.
You need a great good luck charm for draft night. You need a kid up there. You need like one of the Jackie Robinson Little League kids up there.
That'd be kind of awkward. They're like 18.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. They're the most successful team
that would be pretty funny.
Besides the Cubs from Chicago.
That would be pretty funny if you just threw them up there. Yeah, we need you. Yeah.
You need to figure this out. You need to figure out who the ultimate good luck charm is.
Jim Belushi. Final answer.
Jim Belushi. Okay, done.
Final answer.
Is he okay?
What?
Is he okay now?
Jim Belushi?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Just making sure he's okay.
What do you mean? What happened to him?
All right. Oh, I was thinking about John
Ritter.
You're
thinking John.
I was thinking John Ritter.
Oh.
I know about John.
Belushi.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, Jim Belushi.
Oh, no.
Final
Here's what you do. Bill Murray.
Oh.
Get it?
That's a good one.
Get Bill Murray to do
yes.
it.
He's probably going to be at his Xavier
Cubs
game,
fan.
So
yeah.
It probably wouldn't work out. All right. Last up before. Oh, no, we have two more. I have a SeatGeek question. Promo code TAKE. You get $10 off your SeatGeek purchase. Marlins Man, thank you for the shout out. That was very nice of you. Not paid for that shout out to all of his followers, but put in promo code TAKE. You get $10 off your SeatGeek purchase. Perfect time to do it, by the way. In April, you can go to a baseball game for like nothing.
You know what you just did? You gave $10 to the troops.
Yeah, I did.
Because you saved Marlins Man $10.
Uh-huh. All right, so this is actually perfect a segue from baseball. PFT, embrace debate / question. Do you feel bad for Chris Davis, who is now 0-53 in his last 53? Well, he's had a couple walks mixed in there.
No, because it's so much fun to watch.
Okay.
And if the Orioles were going to be a threat to do anything this year, then maybe I would be. But he's helping them.
I feel bad for him. I think the number would be 100 where it would go from sad to funny again. But from like 20 to, or probably like 30 to 100, it's sad.
Okay, I can get behind that train of thought. But at the same time, you're telling me that if he reached like 97, you wouldn't be standing up cheering for him to get to 100?
Well, so he's already electric.
It would get fun again a little bit before
you're
100.
Right. It'd be like 87.
Yeah, 87.
Would be right where it's like, I'm not sad about it. I'm out rooting for him to get to 100.
Yeah. I still think it's so much fun to watch.
They should really just let him get a hit. Like, some team, they had a shift on him today. I was like, that's just mean. He hit it right into the shift, and it was like, that could have been a single. Just let him play straight up.
He needs a new bat. That's
he also, also...
Just cork your bat at this point.
Another embrace debate about Chris Davis. I actually think if he's this deep, if he's going to be this deep into, like, I think he's 0-for... I can't remember what is this season. I think it's like 30 or something. He's this deep into this season not having a hit. I think he should just not get a hit. Because having a batting average of 0 is better than having a batting average of like 50. Like the minute he gets a hit, it's going to look worse.
It does, because you know what happens? You add the extra decimal
right,
on there. Yeah.
Right. So 0 is like, oh, maybe he just hasn't had a lot of plate appearances.
Also,
he's a pitcher.
Also, 0 isn't really a number, right?
Right.
As we've discussed, it's just the absence of Dick.
Did you see Trevor Rosenthal had 5 straight game or appearances where he didn't record an out? So he had an infinity ERA.
Yeah, he had
an
infinity ERA
for
quite a while. Yeah.
He's actually, in a weird way, I think, harder to do than Chris Davis, because I actually think that if you gave me 5 appearances, I'd get an out.
Yeah, someone would catch a fly ball.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd fuck them up by throwing it so slow.
They'd hit a line drive.
They would hit one
right
yeah.
at the first base.
Right, or hit a warning track shot. And be like, wait, that was way too slow.
Yeah, you get a nice gust of wind.
Throw an Ephus.
Yeah.
Right at him. So yeah, I feel bad right now, but I will laugh later.
The kid from Rookie of the Year got 3 outs.
Yes, he did.
Throwing, what, 40 miles per hour?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yes, he did. All right, last up before FAQs, it's a new segment. New segment alert. It's called Trey Wingo Anchorman References.
Yes.
So this one is, well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, it's a very versatile segment. So you can do, well, that escalated quickly. You can do, I'm not mad, I'm just impressed.
Can we do some rules too? Wedding Crashers?
This is all Anchorman. Wedding Crashers is part of the Anchorman cinematic universe.
Yes, since old school as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Those are the 3 money ones. This is from Rashard Mendenhall. He wanted to weigh in on the ongoing Steelers saga that will apparently never end. He says, all right, I'll end the mystery. B, that stands for Ben. Ben's racist and Antonio Brown's black. He had to catch balls from a racist quarterback. Every honest player knows it. It's not a big deal. He was just supposed to take his lickings and move on like a slave for real. Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, it escalated. real fast.
It's actually been like two and a half months.
But it's still escalated.
It's still escalated very quickly.
I don't really understand this either because so Big Ben is racist and plays in the NFL. I feel like it would be tough to stick around as a quarterback in the NFL if you were very, very racist.
I don't know. I think you don't think so? Well, if you let your racism get in the way of your play, if you're like, I'm not going to throw the ball to a black wide receiver, then you're just going to suck at being quarterback. And you'll get out of the league pretty quickly. So if you can check your racism at the door, I think it's possible
to
be an NFL quarterback.
But he's saying that Big Ben's racism, every honest player knows it. So everyone knows it. You know it's very out in the open.
They say there are no racists in foxholes either, like on the battlefield.
True.
Actually, they say no atheists in foxholes, but I think it goes the same way.
No racists as well.
So I guess we can just say Mike Tomlin has officially lost his former locker room as well.
Yes. Oh, that's got to be really hard for Big Ben, too, as a racist.
Yeah.
To have Mike Tomlin as his coach.
That would be very, very... You know what? I'm gonna withhold judgment on this. I need another former Steeler to weigh in. I need either Franco Harris, because he's Italian, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I need Franco Harris to either moderate this
or... He's problematic.
Why?
He's very, very in support of Joe Paterno.
Oh, okay. That's right, yeah.
Very.
So Franco, you're canceled.
You get a march to Happy Valley.
The Immaculate Reception is canceled.
Gone from our memories.
I'll wait for Mike Florio's old quarterback from the book that he wrote, Quarterback of the Future. It was a time-traveling quarterback that went back to play for the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
You know this book?
No.
Oh, you got to read it.
Okay.
His name's Jake Dicato. Imaginary former Steeler, Jake Dicato. I need you to weigh in on whether or not Big Ben is a racist.
Did he write that after or before he killed Terry Bradshaw?
He wrote that before he killed Terry Bradshaw. Okay. So, yeah. Back before he had blood on his hands.
Yeah, yeah. New show idea. At like 2 in the morning on ESPN or Fox, they should just have all the former players that hated their quarterbacks in a roundtable discussion.
Yeah.
So you can have like Greg Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
You can have Rashard Mendenhall. You can have, what's the other guy, Jermichael Finley. Mm-hmm. Just anyone who hates their old teammate, and they just sit there and they bitch about their old teammate for 3 hours, and they get it out. So that we don't have to listen to it every day.
Yeah, it should be moderated by Terrell Owens.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
Ocho Cinco.
Yes. I feel like Ocho Cinco got along with most people. He liked Carson Palmer. Remember they drove that time
from
Cincinnati to Indianapolis to watch Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I think it was mostly Carson Palmer that was just like, why does this guy who likes me so much hang out with me all the time? He's very weird.
Right, why does he make us stop to go to every McDonald's on the way?
Yeah.
This is weird. But yeah, someone make that show. I'd watch it. Never. Not.
Oh, shit. Never not.
Yeah, so I would watch
it.
I'd watch the shit out of that show.
Yeah.
Hank, go do the FAQs.
How many interviews are you guys sitting on at any given time?
Oh.
That's a very good question.
Great question. I'd say 2 to 3, maybe sometimes a little more. 2 to 3 is usually like the sweet spot. Right now we're sitting on Drew Brees, Rick Fox.
Bleep all these out.
OAR.
OAR. Okay. So we're 3.
Yeah.
Pudge Martinez.
Oh, yeah, Pudge Martinez.
That's right. We do have that one in the can.
What would you say? 2 or 3? Like
sometimes we're flush, sometimes we're bust.
Yeah.
It's a lot like our gambling accounts,
yes.
I'd say. So, yeah, there are times when we're short where we have to scrimp and scrape at the last second and call up Paul Bissonnette or somebody like that.
That's a pretty good telltale sign if we have Mr. Portnoy on, Biz right. Nasty, or I'm trying to think, Russillo. Then we don't have anyone, and that's literally the last person on our phone.
Mm-hmm.
Explain the part of my take logo, please.
Okay, it's Big Cat Stella, who was a big part of the show when we were doing Skype because she would chime in from
time
to time.
Never stop barking.
She was definitely a third member, and then my Twitter avatar.
And then Hank.
Yeah, I was looking at the one behind me.
Oh yeah, there's two. One is just PFT and I. But it's also PFT's Twitter avatar, not me.
Oh, and then
not him.
Then the car stick is on there, too.
Car stick. And there's also a couple that are, I think we did a holiday one.
A bottle of Mad Dog.
Yeah, there's a bottle of Mad Dog. Yeah, so we have
it was always supposed to be Mad Dog, but copyright, we couldn't put that in the official logo.
Sneaky one of those things.
You can't say that, Hank, that we're doing an ad deal with one of their competitors.
Yeah. Sneaky one of those things, though, our logo, I think we had a lot of success. Like, it's gave us some success early on that we didn't do intentionally. But if you look at like podcast logos, there's not a lot of logos that are cartoons of the hosts.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Usually it's like
it makes you stop.
Right, it makes you stop for
a second. It's a combo breaker. Right. When you're scrolling through the podcast app, it's like, oh, this one for some reason stands out.
Who are these idiots?
I'll give it a shot, even though they look like shitheads.
Right, like all the NPR ones are just like,
just words.
They are. Guess what? They're just words.
Yeah, it's like when you go to a restaurant and you want a picture menu.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pictures are the new words.
And then Joe Rogan's face is all over the place. Joe Rogan, something's up. He dominates everything. It's crazy.
It's the DMT.
It's fucking crazy how many of his podcasts are at the top at any given time.
He's in a good location.
Shout out
to
him.
We just need to have Alex Jones on the show.
Joe Rogan, come on the podcast. Please.
At what point does smashed avocado become guacamole?
Okay.
The third smash.
You think it's three smashes and you're playing with yourself. Smash it once, that's fine. Smash it twice, that's okay.
Third smash.
Smash it three times.
Everyone's wondering what you're doing at the urinal.
Exactly. Kind of creepy. The real answer is when you add like salt, lime juice, and whatever other ingredients. Like peas is a big one that the New York Times put out there.
Mm.
Good old guacamole with peas.
Mm. Love my pea guacamole.
This person wants us to give some Game of Thrones predictions. We're not, unfortunately, able to do that. We will on Sunday.
That's Hank's Firefest.
We have a big announcement on Sunday. We'll just have to save it.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for reading that question.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another one.
Not a real question.
Why are you guys always so mean to Hank? He's just doing his job. That's a real question.
I don't think we're mean to
Cranky Hanky?
I think we know the buttons to press. I'm like Phil Jackson, and I know exactly how to motivate my players. And the best way to do it with you is to kind of make fun of you sometimes.
That was a preview of our Rick Fox interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Hank, the part of the reason why Hank is so good at his job is he can take it,
mm-hmm.
and he only gets somewhat mad. And decides to do stool scenes because he hates us.
Mm-hmm. And honestly,
new stool scenes out.
All honesty, Hank is very, very good at his job.
Very good.
You see people chirp him saying, "Oh, you just press record." That is just one of the two parts of his job.
He does breaking moves.
He does breaking moves too. So he's very, very good at everything involved with all facets of his job. So thank you, Hank.
And we're actually not that easy to deal with sometimes because we don't respond to stuff.
It's true.
That mm-hmm. is true. We're really bad at responding.
His yawns are also a great deterrent, keeping away strangers.
I love waking Hank up and having him want to fight me.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice compliment.
Keeps you alert.
Let's compliment Hank real quick.
When he has a beard, he's very handsome.
Mm-hmm. I think he would have made a great cat owner.
Mm, yeah.
For a week or so, and mm-hmm. then the cat would have probably died.
Yeah.
Would have got lost in like my laundry.
You know what? Hank, so the fourth member, part of my take, Bubby / Bubba / Liam, is probably the most swagalicious guy I know, and Hank doesn't get too jealous
mm-hmm.
about Bubby's swag.
About his flow.
And how sick his tattoos are.
I fucking hate his flow, though.
His flow is awesome.
I've instructed him to wear hats around me at all times.
So that was a nice compliment, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Here's a great compliment for you, Hank. You hired Bubba, the greatest producer in part of my take history.
That's true.
And you hired him. Congratulations. Yeah.
Your chain is cool. What's on your I'm just literally describing things Hank's wearing right now. Your chain is cool.
Your
today.
Shirt fits.
What is the thing on your wrist?
This?
Yeah, what does it say?
Blessed and grateful to my friend Jordan that passed away.
Okay, so there you go.
Shout out Jordan. That's you're a
awesome.
Good friend.
Yes, that is awesome. You're drinking water, which is good. You got to stay hydrated.
Uh-huh. All right,
although
that's
you're
show.
Drinking out of a water bottle, which is illegal in this office now. Where'd you get that, bro?
It was for Rick Fox, but he didn't drink it.
Where'd you get that sweet shit? Huh?
Wait, Rick Fox did open his water bottle.
He spilled it everywhere.
Are you're
Let's
drinking
just do
Rick
the
Fox's
whole Rick Fox interview right now. We'll just explain everything.
Do we have 3 hours?
Oh, we'll see everyone on Monday.
Love you guys. Even you, Hank. Talking away. No, I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you, shy away. Oh, I'll be coming for your love, okay? Take on me, take me on. I'll be gone in a day or two. Needless to say, I'm all set in. Life is okay, say up to me.
bar.